Welcome to the Home Care Hub, the podcast series for the Home Care Advocacy Network. My name is Mark Goetz. I'm president and CEO of the Home Care Advocacy Network. And today we have a guest on our program who's near and dear to my heart, Mr. Greg Ellsbury, Vice President of Business Development for Cole Information.
Hey, Mark, thanks for having me. Good to be here. I'm excited about this one. This will be fun.
So, Greg, when you say Cole Information, that's not C-O-A-L, like providing us information about actual coal, but is it, or is it C-O-L-E? Which one is it?
It's C-O-L-E, no, coal information.
Okay, so you're not a consultant to the coal industry?
No, not at this point in time. No, okay. No, C-O-L-E.
So, Greg, tell us a little bit about yourself and your company and the services that you provide. But yourself first, because you're an interesting person.
Hey, I appreciate that. Been with Cole, C-O-L-E, for, gosh, 5.5 years now. Spent some time, obviously, with you at Home Instead Senior Care in the home care world prior to that. About me, married, 4 kids under 5 now, I think. So life's a little hectic from that standpoint, but love every minute. Cole specifically, you referenced the name C-O-L-E. It was founded by Jack Cole, actually in Nebraska about 75 years ago. So a very tenured company, and really what the foundation of what we provide is at our core is data, right? So helping our customers make better decisions on who their audience is from a prospecting or a marketing or a sales standpoint. But then giving them the ability to go execute an outreach program with different contact points. So, we always say we're a data provider, but really we're, more so a technology provider that has data. And really what I mean by that is our UI. And so we give our users the ability to log into a product, go source their own prospect lists in real time. And then go get to work, right? So providing not only the fundamental starting point of data on these consumers in their area, but also the ability to go, like I said, do outreach and reach their audience that they want to target.
Okay, very interesting. So who's a typical client with Cole Information? So who are the types of people you're having good conversations with?
Yeah, good question. Yeah. So it really ranges. And I always boil it down to anybody who wants to reach out to consumers, right? Our biggest industry is real estate. We work with lots of realtors across the country, insurance agents. It could have, even down to contractors, right? Solar providers, people who sell water softeners in the neighborhood. And really, it just boils down to being able to say, hey, let me look at a specific zip code, find people that own their home. They make this amount of money. They have this credit. They have a pool. Awesome. We've got a great list. Now let's go run a campaign to be able to share a message with them. So it really spans across the board. Anybody that wants to reach out to consumers.
That's great. So yeah, I've seen some of your information. Like, you've helped us in the development of some of the territories for the Home Care Advocacy Network. So we are a business format franchisor at HCAN. That provides a great opportunity for senior living providers to own and operate their own private duty home care agency that can serve them both on and off their campuses, as well as for entrepreneurs who want to own their own business and make a difference at the same time. So both are very mission-oriented opportunities, but we still needed to have information on, do we have enough consumers potentially in an area that we could start this business? How many of them do we have? And then how do we connect with them? And I've been, I've been a little shocked at how good the information has been and how unique it's been as we've studied some of the markets we have. So,
and I think that brings up a really good point, right? It's market identification, if you will, right? Like, let's look at, a city, be it Omaha or even, a Fremont or a small city in Minnesota, right? You can really get a gauge on, hey, how many folks do we have living in this zip code, this city, this market that are between the age of, 50 to 75 or 75 plus. It really gives you a good gauge on what the opportunity just at a fundamental level of counts, right? Of what you're working with and what you could be working with. So yep. I think that's a good point.
So 5.5 years with Cole. So the law of 10,000 hours applies. You're officially an expert in this area then.
I guess you could say that. I like that. You're always, see, that's why I love you, man. You're always good with those things. I learned from the best. Our CEO has been in the data technology world for, he doesn't like when I say this, but longer than I've been alive. So I've learned a ton of information from that standpoint, not just on data, but you know, how to go use it right in the right ways.
Yeah. So this can be an area where people may think it's an area of opinion where there's facts that press in on those opinions. So let's just say it's an area where big mistakes can be made and they can also be avoided in the marketing and data world. What are some of the mistakes that you feel you can help people? So if you're a senior living community or you're a home care company, or you're kind of a unique combination of both, if your age can, what are some of the mistakes that you can help companies avoid in the marketing and data world?
Yeah, sure thing. So I think one of the things that we see quite a bit is customers coming to us and saying, you know, hey, I want to cast this wide, large net, right? I want to market to, let's use Omaha. I want to market to all of Omaha, right? I want to send out a mailer to 10,000 people. I want to send out a 50,000 piece email campaign, right? And really what we see is the more targeted that you can be and the more early on you can identify who your target audience is, what's your market segment like we just talked about, the better off you have of reaching those people in a more multi-channeled approach, right? So I think it goes down to, hey, do we want to cast this wide net or do we want to go spear fishing, right? With a very specific set of tools and resources that we can go get in front of the people that we really want to get in front of, right? Who's the avatar that you're hunting, right? And so that's one of the biggest mistakes that I see people kind of change their mindset coming in. It's, hey, I want to go download 100,000 records when really we maybe only need 1,500, right? So I think that's one of the biggest things that, you know, we kind of initially see. I think secondarily, it's focusing to one channel. And what I mean by that is channels of outreach. So, you know, whether it's just Google or Facebook, or it's just email, or it's just mail. One thing, you know, that I always mention is snail mail is definitely not dead. You know, Gary V even said recently that, you know, that's a really, really good way to get people's attention, right? I know in the morning when I go through my email box, it's like, gosh, how quick can I get down to zero? You know?
Yep.
And so it's almost like a pivot a little bit. So how do you use the different channels that are there for your use, right? So I think, you know, people only focusing on one is a huge downfall. When you can say, hey, I've got this audience of, you know, call it 2,000 people that I know are really good prospects for me, maybe for a caregiver perspective, right?
Yep.
Or maybe it's for a prospective client of mine, somebody that may live at my facility, somebody, you know, that I want to get in touch with now so I can build that relationship with. So whatever that audience is, you know, how do we use multi-channels to be able to get in front of them, build a relationship, share a story so that it, you know, as you get down that funnel, when there's a buying decision that needs to be made, you know, we're there for them, right? So when you look at things like email, calling, obviously, you've got mail, you've got Facebook, you know, there's so much you can do with Facebook campaigns. So when you marry all those together, there's a really good success that you can have in a more broader brand recognition that you can kind of create.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. So you spelled out some of the things that we're really working on at Home Care Advocacy Network. So we're really taking this unique blend of, so a senior living provider has typically approached, you know, I remember working for one of the larger senior living providers here in the US, and I was talking with our VP of marketing at the time, and they had just come up with this really great idea. And that was, you know what, we're going to actually send our salespeople into the homes of seniors and talk to them. And it was like this, it was like they were making like like they had discovered electricity, kind of. And when in the home care world, the only thing we ever did was go into the homes and talk with families and seniors and build relationships. And it kind of comes down to, and I think had we had your services, we could have better educated at the time, because I think that the shifting of the market within senior living is as we empower communities that have really strong. So like in our market segment, a senior living community will typically have much better brand awareness and market share locally than any other national home care provider. So they're positioned really well to start their own home care agency. We provide the format for them to do that successfully on and off their campus. But in terms of marketing, I think when we look at home care marketing, we've typically looked at a different segment than what senior living has done. So I think senior living may start targeting families in that 70 to 75 age group, and they're working directly with the seniors and whatnot, where in home care, we're working with one primary group that hits three different channels. They hit the referral provider channel, the caregiver or care advocate channel. That's our caregivers are called care advocates, as well as the decision maker for the actual care. So yeah, and both you and I have home care experience. So I thought that was kind of a valid point, because we are helping to bridge the gap and educate. And you've been a good educator as, you know, you've been moving into this role.
Well, I think what you mentioned is really important for the facility, right? It's we've got this great recognition maybe in our community locally, you know, around a few states, but how do we take that jump and bridge the gap of somebody who may need home care? They may need, you know, a facility, but there may be in that middle point, right? Yep. There's education that needs to happen. There's relationship that needs to be built. And if they've got a brand that's recognizable, that's great, because now we have a starting off point. So if we can go find that audience within that market, and we can start pushing out content, you know, who we are, what we do, here's this brand new branch that we're offering as a facility that says, hey, you know, we can work with you in the home, you know, and transition from the home into our awesome, beautiful facility, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And so that relationship, that education, and I think those things are so important, especially relationship, right? And so, you know, the more that you can provide content outreach so that, you know, when those decisions need to be made, and they may needed to have been made months ago, right? So you're going to find the people that are maybe at the, you know, already at the bottom of the funnel, but maybe some are at the top of the funnel, and you have to work them a little bit through that education and relationship building. So I think it all starts with understanding, hey, you know, we've got a good brand as a facility. How do we leverage that through data to go target the right people so that we can work with them now or 3, 6, 9 months from now?
Absolutely. So I think, again, I think recasting the vision. So here's like a bit of my experience working at a large senior living provider. They had almost given up the idea that they could recruit caregivers. So thinking about the three channels, your staff in the community, your referral providers that are providing referrals in, which can be found in, you know, inside of hospitals, inside of discharge groups, at rehabs, et cetera. And then you have your decision makers, which are your standard, daughter making 90% of those home care decisions. But in the senior living community system I had worked with, we had almost given up at our highest levels of leadership that we could recruit outside of the 18 to 24 year old age group. And so you want to talk about a self-fulfilling prophecy. Limit yourself so much so that you only see one people group, one kind of generational group being able to solve some of your organization's challenges. And then they only thought that they could solve those challenges through paying people more, which we advocate for appropriate pay for caregivers and caregiving and CNAs, but very limited. And what I see Cole being able to do is help them expand how they see their own marketplace for employees, for opportunities for care as well. So you and I both know that some of the very best caregivers we had, many of them were in the Gen Z category, but also the Gen X category where they've had prior family caregiving experience were actually the ones that we were looking for. And through your services, Greg, I found out we were actually able to tap into the homes that have multiple generations in the home. So through your data service, we were able to see and locate in the territories that we've studied, you can actually help us find the multiple generation households where there's a senior present, which means there's family caregiving experience most likely there, and there's a great opportunity to serve and expand mission. You might have somebody who's interested in caregiving, and you have a decision maker for care all in the same house. Tell our listeners about that, because I think that is a wrinkle that I think senior living and home care is just not taking advantage of, and we're fortunate at HCAN to have that advantage.
Yeah, I think, you know, and it's one small attribute, although very important to you, of our 300 plus that we have on our consumers that says, hey, I can look at a zip code or a city or whatever, even a neighborhood, and say, hey, give me all the people that, you know, own their home and they have, you know, the presence of an elderly parent, right? And maybe we get, you know, 400 records. Well, now we've got a really specific audience that we can, and listen, if you could say that I could go tap into one demographic and have an opportunity for those three objectives, like that's beautiful. Because what you can do is go present your brand, who you are. You can almost let them self-identify at some point, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, okay, wait a second. Like, here's who they are. They're putting out this education. They're you know, a great local brand. They're going to help me with my, you know, my parents, right? My mom or dad. But also I could go be a part of that brand, that mission, that opportunity to go help, you know, seniors, right? So, you know, being able to tap into one central audience and have them identify within three different buckets is really fantastic. But from a data perspective, you know, that's a very simple search to be able to go in and say, you know, hey, here's a list of folks that are between, you know, and you can even add age, right? We didn't even talk about that.
Yeah.
You know, you could simply add that filter of elderly parent, but you could go in and say, hey, you know, I also want to look. And all you're doing at that point, Mark, is you're taking a funnel and you're casting it down, right? The more filters you add, you're taking a macro number and turning it into a micro targeted audience, right? And so if we say presence of elderly parent within the home, and then we want to say they're between 54 and 70, then great. We've whittled down our audience, you know, back to what we talked about earlier, having that target audience to where we really want to be. So now we've got our starting point. Now what do we go do with it?
That's awesome. Yeah, it all comes down to being able to get to the people that you can really make a difference with. And I think with HCAN, as we grow the network, we're able to make a difference in, you know, one primary age group and really make a difference from a family caregiver perspective to people looking for a good employment opportunities where they can leverage their experience as well as providing direct care and killing a lot of birds with one stone there. And you help us really do that. So Greg, if you were, you know, for the chief marketing officers, the marketing managers out there, it's been a year in the senior living world. And I think in the home care world, they've equally been scrambling for, and we've been scrambling for, and you're always on the hunt for the next great caregiver. But specifically, if you're a chief marketing officer or a marketing manager, so your recommendation would really be, you know, start with your services and start targeting, you know, you're intuitively you want to do more, but it's actually better for you to narrow your focus and not do such a kind of a flock shoot with the with your marketing efforts. Anything else that you would encourage chief marketing officers or marketing managers to take a look at when it comes to your services and ways that they can improve their market position in the coming year?
Yeah, good question. I think, you know, our services aside, I think it, you know, having a clear objective about what we want to do in 2021 or whatever year upcoming it may be, it's, you know, hey, we've got a wait list, right? Or we don't have a wait list. We need to get people into the facility, whatever it might be. What's that objective that we want to go tackle through our marketing / sales / advertising efforts, right? So what is that? Is that more caregivers? Is that more, you know, employment opportunities, whatever that might be? And so having that clear objective, but then I think it's taking a look at how do we want to go execute? So again, data aside, what are we going to go spend our money and our time and our energy on? Is it, you know, we're going to go create a Facebook group for, you know, those 54 to 70 year old, you know, decision makers slash potential care advocates in our community, right? Yep. That's an effort that we could go do. You know, what are our channels? Do we want to get into mailers, right? Do we want to get into some email campaigns? You know, the Facebook targeting is great. Whatever that channel is, or channels, I recommend channels. You know, what does that look like? And then it kind of boils down to, you know, who do we need to target? And that kind of goes to the basis of what we've been, you know, discussing. Let's go find those folks. Again, don't bite off more than you can chew, right? I think, it, you know, like you said, I don't want to be a jack of all trades, master of none. I want to dial this in and be very specific with my messaging, right? And what is that messaging? And I think it goes down to, you know, people want to build relationships with the companies they do business with, and they want to feel good about it. So if you can share that story of who you are in your community, and I think bridging the gap from facility to home makes all the sense in the world, because it's a transitional kind of phase that could happen. And you're spreading that relationship from the walls of your community out to people's homes. And I think that's a beautiful thing. So, yep. You know, again, to kind of summarize, you know, what are your objectives? What do you need to you know, kind of identify as a need in the business? What are your channels? And then, you know, who are you going to go target? So be very specific about that.
Greg, I know it's, you mentioned you have four kids and a wife, and you're no doubt working remotely at home. And so we really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to spend it with the Home Care Advocacy Network here. And, you know, we're super pleased with the services that you've provided. And we're really excited about how you're helping us position others, both senior living communities and entrepreneurs, for success. So much appreciated.
Thanks for having me. I had a blast, and I think we should do more of it. This is exciting, and I'm happy to help in any way that I can.
Yeah, well, thank you. There's a lot of challenges to be solved right now in the world, and how you reach your consumers and communicate your message and communicate your missional values are all super important, and you help us and many other companies do that. Greg, if somebody wanted to reach out to you and have a discussion, I know you personally. I know that you're not a hard sell. You're very helpful. You're very consultative. Tell me and tell our listeners how they would reach out to you. How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, of course. You know, first and foremost, you can go to coleinformation.com. That has a ton of great resources on who we are and kind of how we help our customers. Secondarily, you know, my email is greg.ellsbury@coleinformation.com. You can look me up on Facebook or LinkedIn. I'd love to, you know, just be a resource and answer any questions that anybody might have that's listening. So yeah, reach out. I'd love to have a conversation.
And will you take people out for breakfast if they ask you to take them out for breakfast? Would you have breakfast with me sometime?
I would love. We need to go to have a cup of coffee and an omelet here soon. We need to put that on the calendar.
Okay. Greg, thanks so much for your time today. You know, if you're a marketing professional out there, you're working for a senior living provider, you're working for a home care company, you're an entrepreneur, you're a small business owner in the aging services world, and you want to be able to reach your consumers, you want to be able to reach families with your message and your values, and Greg and Cole Information would be a great opportunity for you to build a relationship, have a discussion. It doesn't cost you anything to reach out and say, hey, would you be willing to take a look and potentially help us? So again, we want to thank listeners today. You've been listening to the Home Care Hub. The Home Care Hub is our podcast series at the Home Care Advocacy Network. Home Care Advocacy Network is a business format franchisor for senior living providers, as well as a great opportunity for entrepreneurs who want to own their own business and make a difference. And our services at the franchisee level range from companionship and respite care, personal care services, to dementia care. And those are delivered in the homes of seniors and wherever they may be calling home at that time. So, Greg, thank you so much for your time today. We will talk again soon.
Thanks, Mark.
Until next time.